Obituary. Ian McCrae, the founding father of electricity for all. The expressive eyebrows that underline the towering forehead were perhaps sparser than 30 years ago, but the piercing blue eyes made his injunctions imperative when Ian McCrae met his recent successor earlier this year. Though his large frame showed the inevitable ravages of age, there was nothing small about Ian Campbell McCrae, erstwhile CEO of Eskom, 1985-1995, and then founding chair of what is today NERSA, the energy regulator of SA, passing on his vision to current CEO, André de Ruyter. His body passed away early on Sunday, July 12, but the spirit of this founding father of electricity for all and the Southern African grid, initiated by one of the most admired and well-run utilities in the world at the time, lives on. For the job is not yet done, McCrae insisted ever since he officially retired 2 decades ago. There is more work to be done to rebuild Eskom, complete electrification and to expand the electricity grid further into Africa. The reform of the whole electricity industry is still on the waiting list, but he was confident that the will to do the things that have fallen by the wayside has not waned. As McCrae passed on his legacy in discussion with de Ruyter, he stressed these points again. On learning of his passing, de Ruyter said, "All of us at Eskom were saddened at hearing of the passing of Dr. Ian. He was a true giant in the SA energy industry, and transformed Eskom with his inspirational leadership. Personally, I was humbled to have met him soon after I stepped into the role of CEO, and personally experienced his passion for Eskom, and his keen interest in the business that he built," de Ruyter said. It was true that Ian McCrae could inspire people to do the impossible. He took Eskom to incredible heights and he also left us the roadmap to the mountaintop. All we need to is to read it and follow it. As an Eskom veteran of almost 40 years when he took over as CEO, in 1985, McCrae set about strengthening the system and improving plant performance. Tirelessly, he, together with Chair John Marais, traveled the length and breadth of the country, inspiring thousands of employees, customers and suppliers with a vision for a new Eskom. It became an all but unstoppable I&J show. Through the following years of hard work and focus on the vision, the whole of Eskom became galvanized into turning vision into reality. The real price of electricity declined as the benefits of running a tight ship filtered through. Eskom won award after award for being the top organization in the country and an industrial leader of global repute. McCrae naturally shared in these honors and was awarded an honorable doctorate from his alma mater, Wits University. But he was not content with these salutary successes. There was more to his vision than running a top company. He realized the urgent need to bring electricity to all of the country was to prosper. It was a singularly unpopular notion, especially among the powers that be at the time. But it was compelling. McCrae believed, and he was proved right, that the provision of light and power changes lives, a force for good in the challenges that faced the nation. McCrae also championed his vision into Africa. Many friends as well as enemies were persuaded, cajoled, lured and seduced by the powerful dream of a subcontinental grid, truly bringing electricity to all across the continent. McCrae, the diplomat, against overwhelming odds, and much opposition from home and abroad, eventually persuaded many leaders in the region to buy into the idea, and so built the first steps towards a Southern African grid. After his retirement, McCrae took no joy in finding his vision fraying perhaps, but never fading, as Eskom continued to build behemoths to charge cell phones in villages instead of championing more appropriate technologies attuned to changing customer needs. Urgent reforms of the electricity supply industry are still a final part of the dream to be achieved. It is on McCrae's giant shoulders that future leaders will see his dreams and build on them an organization truly fit for purpose, an industry that delivers electricity for all, and does so across a prosperous continent for the benefit of all its people. We, as a few of his friends and erstwhile colleagues at Eskom, salute and honor him. McCrae lost his dear wife, Jess, in 2019 and leaves his only son, Donald, a journalist and successful author of several books. Mesa Smet and Lindek were previous executive directors at Eskom.